1480 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in North Carolina today, where she is expected to unveil her economic plans if elected in November. Included no tax on tips, a down payment for support for help for first-time homebuyers, and an expansion of the child tax credit. Tim Walz and J.D. Vance have agreed to a debate that will take place October 1st in New York. A prisoner on the run in North Carolina is back in custody this morning. Here's ABC's Faith Abube.
Escaped murderer Ramon Alston back in custody after an operation involving the FBI, state and local police. Alston ran out of a police transport vehicle Tuesday morning, still wearing his handcuffs and waist chain, on the way to a medical appointment. He was captured shortly before 2 o'clock this morning, just outside of Charlotte.
Strong wind and wave advisories on East Coast beaches this weekend, courtesy of Hurricane Ernesto. Ukrainian officials telling people in one eastern city to evacuate more quickly because Russian troops are moving in. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A record number of people are working in Wisconsin, a little more than 3 million of us. The Department of Workforce Development says the statewide jobless rate for July was 3%, a little higher than 2.9 in June, but still lower than the national rate of 4.3%. 1,300 more people got jobs in Wisconsin last month. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance campaigns in Milwaukee today. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Vance speaks at the Milwaukee Police Association headquarters. It's his second visit to Wisconsin since accepting the Republican VP nomination at the Fiserv Forum last month. He spoke to a small group at a factory in Eau Claire last week. Meanwhile, Vice President Harris and Democratic running mate Tim Walz plan to be in Milwaukee Tuesday. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Goodman Pool may be closed for the rest of the season. Staff say they found glass on the pool on Tuesday, and since then they've had to drain the water. The pool will remain closed at least through the weekend, but next week was supposed to be its last few days open. City officials say it's unfortunate and they're frustrated, just like they imagine residents are in the last week or two of summer. The pool season ends on Friday, August 25th. And local food pantries are still setting records because more and more people need help. The Oregon Area Food Pantry has already served almost 550 people this month, and we're only halfway through August. The number of people and families using the pantry has doubled in the last year, according to a report from WMTV. The price of food is up, the cost of rent is up, and childcare is astronomical. The executive director says most people who rely on the pantry work, some of them two and three jobs, but with rising costs of living in every category, it's just not enough. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
The Brewers host Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a three-game home series tonight against the Guardians. At 72-49, Cleveland has the best record in baseball. The Brewers now with a 9-game lead ahead of the Reds and Redbirds, thanks to splitting the series with the Dodgers and a 6-4 win yesterday over LA. Manager Pat Murphy.
Hopefully they grow from it. The young guys realize, wow, if I just do this over and over again, keep that discipline, that's competing. You know, and you got a chance to win tonight.
Christian Yelich having season-ending back surgery today in Milwaukee, wishing his team well last night on social media.
It's a great group of guys, and they're playing extremely well, and happy to watch them and see what they're going to do, and hopefully they can win the division.
NFL, Packers, and Broncos, joint practice session today in Denver. Broncos head coach Sean Payton.
With Green Bay, we've kind of mapped out. I've had a chance to visit with Matt a couple times now. We've got the practice plans laid out, and we'll be ready to go.
At Sean Payton with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today, 81. Tonight, 65. Tomorrow, isolated showers, thundershowers, 78. Then on Sunday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 74.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Luke Mathers is in the guest host chair and our replay of a great interview with Kelly Call and Sean Hamnish of the new film, Just a Bit Outside. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
This is what the Trump War Room just tweeted earlier today. Import the third world. Become the third world. That picture on the left, they're saying your neighborhood under Trump. On the right, your neighborhood under Kamala Harris, and it's a sea of black and brown faces.
I'm sure that's not racist, right?
What? Are you trying to trigger our very, very good friends?
I'm sorry.
Is that racist at all? Did you see?
The fear of a black planet. If you didn't know that there's a fear of a black planet, if Project 2025 didn't tell you, let us take you behind the black curtain, okay? All right? And talk about that, because that is the fear. That is the fear is... They want you to stay in your neighborhood. They want you to stay. Yes, they want you gone. But you know what? This is the thing that kills me. I watched a gentleman in Kentucky who worked for a J.D. Vance project that went bad, right? Supposed to bring all these jobs to the neighborhood and what have you. What did they do? They bust in 500 migrants. When the white people of the area were passing out in 128 degrees inside the warehouse where they were growing hydroponic fruits and vegetables, right? But you know, and this is the thing, is this country does not want to deal with the fact that it wants brown slave labor.
Yeah.
And doesn't want to give the American dream to anybody who is not a white, wealthy male.
You know, Angela, we were prepared for the regular racism, but this is just turned up to 11. Or what, I mean, it literally is like the old, there goes the neighborhood. Like, oh, look, blackity, blackity, black, look how black. Look at all the black faces. That's your neighborhood. I mean, this is all they've got. This is it.
Well, they're on message. What the only platform they have is racism. The only yes. platform that they have is a white ethno state. That is all they have, where men are in charge of everything. That is it. So they're staying on message. But I know you miss the old-timey racism now too, don't you, Stephanie? When it had a little gentility to it. They tried to hide it. They tried
could,
to
so it went with
some black faces.
Something that went with a mint julep, at least.
Exactly.
Here's right. Abby Phillip reacting to this social media post.
This is an app.
Huh? Okay.
A social media post from the campaign, okay? The campaign is backing him up on this, racist messaging.
I'm a minority.
It's about skin color. That's what they made it about.
I don't think Republicans look at skin color. I didn't feel that in that image. When I saw that image, the first thing I saw was the real contrast that Trump had. You know, safety versus dangerous.
Yes. Biscuits. Let me tell you something. You know, we've all seen the play Welfare Queen, yeah. Willie Horton.
Those were charming. This is straight up.
I know. And so, you know, but that's their playbook.
That
right?
is their playbook. That's all.
That's it's their playbook.
It is their platform.
Thank
it's
you,
not even just a tactic. It is what they are selling. They're
that's
selling
right.
hate and anger.
People are buying
that's
it.
That's
this
right.
This is the thing, that we don't want to act like that's happening. People are buying the hate.
Yeah.
They're purchasing
you cannot relax.
It.
You cannot relax in the enthusiastic, you know, the wave of positivity because these people aren't relaxing.
So this is is this the Trump guy, Lanza? This
yeah.
is okay. This is the Trump aide.
I've been part of the decision making of those photos yeah. and being part of that decision making, race never played a role in it. It was what image can help exemplify what you want to say. And when I see that image, I see the debate Trump wants to have. With Trump, you're safe. And with Harris, Waltz, you're unsafe. And that is the image. I think that's. I don't know
the
what the image looks
down
like.
Down under Biden.
So how many days do we have left? We are going to get to the just screaming the N-word, aren't we? Is that
so close?
Oh, it's going to happen at the debate?
Oh, yeah.
I think
it's
it might
coming.
Happen in the debate. I mean, I am excited.
We just recorded the final word, and Angela very rightly said, get your wing dings, get your popcorn.
Your nachos, whatever you're down with.
Because it ain't going to be none left for this debate.
It's like the Super Bowl, you know, when you try to get chips the day of, and they no chips.
Yeah.
You know, okay, this wasn't our idea, but I'm just saying we could host this. Oh no, she twint threaded. I would watch a reality show called Say It to My Face, and it's just Kamala Harris walking up to Republicans who talk about her and daring them to say it to her face.
Oh my God,
we need to host
that show.
That would be a great show.
My God, we've got to pitch that. That is the best show ever.
Yeah.
That could be a channel. I could watch that all day long.
I mean, that's, you know, we're seeing just this joyful explosion on the, you know, in the Harris-Waltz campaign. And yesterday, all you heard, right, was Trump going, she's stupid, she's not intelligent, she's too dumb. They've literally just got nothing. Mm-hmm. He is just, what did we just say, David Frum said? He's just an insult comic.
Yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't know what to say except that she's dumb. It's like,
don't do that to insult comics. Don't degrade what they do. They work very hard.
And you got Kellyanne trying to come on Fox and give him the message. If you stay on message, if you talk policy, this is the thing. This is the candidate you have backed now since 2015.
Thank you.
All right? He ain't never been different. He has mm-hmm. never been disciplined. That's your baby now.
That's your baby.
That's your 10-year-old baby.
That's your bad preteen.
Okay? That's the one you raised.
Mm-hmm. You birthed
with
that.
With no respect for you.
No respect.
So we've got the whole MSNBC weekend programmed already. We're going to host the prison block. Save the happy one, this tweet. Trump will be ordered to serve time in prison when he is sentenced in September, according to a former assistant U.S. attorney for SDNY. He says he will likely get bail pending appeal, but he will be labeled a convicted felon sentenced to prison just weeks before Election Day. And then we have the rest of our weekend programming. all locked
That's
up.
That's right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Along
with... Let me tell you something. The thing is, the positivity is everything, but understand that they're getting cornered. And they are not going to quit. And I know that I have this fantasy that we will overwhelm the vote so amazingly that Trump and them will just kind of somewhere go away. I know we all want them to go away, but we have to be vigilant,
you
know, because they're not going away.
Well, yeah.
They're going to take us with them if they can. That's how they think.
These are January 6th. I don't want anybody to ever forget.
Mm-mm.
This is a person who sent people to the Capitol to kill Mike Pence. Mm-hmm.
They put up a gallows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
I didn't even know people knew how to make those.
Okay?
We did talk about, is there a gallows?
Kind of wood at Home Depot. Okay?
Is there a Gallows R Us? Is there somewhere they come ready made? I don't know.
Gallows City.
Gallows City?
Yes.
It's near Hammock Land.
It's right next to Party City.
Yeah. It's IKEA, but you got to get that little Allen wrench thing.
Yes.
That takes a minute to put anything together from IKEA, particularly the gallows.
And it's called the Hermsenfurger.
It's the Hermsenfurger. You heard the Hermsenfurger.
Can we get Swedish meatballs with it?
Yes.
And that little monkey in the shearling coat?
IKEA monkey.
That's exactly what it is.
IKEA monkey. Okay. Frangela, we just said this in hour one that, you know, we're seeing all this new polling. You know, you probably saw it yesterday on TV that she has her up by 5. But we all have PTSD from 2016, right? It's just,
yes.
I agree with Coach Walsh. Like I said, pedal to the metal. We can sleep when we're dead. Like we just.
Yeah. Thank you.
Got it.
Ooh, I love that man. Ooh, I love
that
man. I've never loved a man this quick.
Me too, and I'm a homo.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I love him so much. But but this is true. They're saying that the most accurate pollster in 2020 is saying, and actually, didn't he say it's underrepresenting Kamala's strength right now? But I think the 2016 PTSD is making me like, I don't want to hear it. Just we're the underdogs.
We got to get up and do our jobs, mm-hmm. right?
Because they're passing all the crappy laws they can right now. They're doing everything they can to try to nullify not only our joy but our rights, even if they lose.
Yep. Could you take your organ out for me? This Harris Waltz campaign. Oh, this is how many chef's kisses have I given today?
So many.
They're just going for it, man. Balls to the walls. Am I right?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Evangelicals for Harris, one of the new grassroots groups popping up across the nation, holding calls for Kamala Harris. They came out with a hard-hitting ad raising a warning from a veteran religious broadcaster of 20% of white born-again Christian evangelicals vote Democratic. Trump will lose. Evangelicals for Harris will be targeting conservative Christian media websites. This is not just a play for liberal Christians. The group already has over 200,000 evangelical Christians who have signed a pledge to volunteer and vote for Harris Walls. I mean, this is what my personal comedy Jesus John Fugelsang talks about all the time, is them taking back their religion, right? Is Christians actually voting for not the least Christian person ever, Donald Trump, right?
Well, it exposes, I think that what it's really exposed is the lie of a lot of this movement, right? That they're not about Christianity. That those people, they're about hate. Like, that's, there's no other way to see that move. You're going to talk about, you're some sort of evangelical person, but you're supporting Trump makes no sense to me.
Yeah. Speaking of godly women, you could take your organ out for me again. Look, this is it's a slightly more classy, sexy liberal dress, although it does have a, so the governor doesn't see my hooch, but there is a sexy slit in the, there you go.
The governor's still going to see your hooch.
The governor is not going to see my hooch necessarily. Yes,
necessarily.
Stephanie, that's a feature of the show. You can't. That's a selling point.
That's not a bug.
I am getting a little sweaty. I'm kind of like the governor and the chairman of the Democratic Party is going to be there.
That's what I'm saying. You don't sell a car without tires. You know what I'm saying? Like this.
Can I have a sexy liberal music?
Show up.
Can I say, because you guys know this on the group text chain, I always get a little weepy after every show. But look, I'm wearing the show, the T-shirt from 13 years ago when this tour started. And I am so proud of everybody on this tour and this tour and the governor of Illinois and the chairman of the Democratic Party. And they're going to be with us on panel Saturday. It's just...
Jill Weinbakes.
And Jan Schakowsky and Mark Hamill. It's...
Mark Hamill. I had dinner with friends last night, and I was like, I love my life.
I am really trying. I've been Angela, Francis, tell him I've been working on my not being crazy for Mark Hamill.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I heard on the final word that you're working on how to act right around Mark Hamill.
You'll be fine.
I feel like I'm
going to run some drills. We're going to run some drills.
I've been talked to.
I feel like I'm going to be like, I understand you're the governor of the whole state, but I have some nerd Star Wars questions for Mark first.
Oh, God. Yeah, he loves those.
He's very kind.
Yes, he is.
Oh, my God. He's the nicest man.
He's very understanding.
He let me cry all over him.
He's the nicest man ever.
Yes.
He let me cry all over him.
Yeah, anyway, unbelievable. Sexyliberal.com. There's a few, like, tiny... floaty tickets, there's not many
not
left.
Not many left.
As we've said many times, stop asking us for free tickets. There's nothing left. But you can get pay-per-view.
You can.
Yes.
And it's just $20.24. Yeah. Cents.
And there's a few.
You don't have to wear pants for that. You can just.
You can watch naked.
Right.
You can watch naked.
We encourage you watching naked. Is that a thing?
Nikki? Yeah.
It is now. Chris said it.
It is now.
Chris said it. I'm like, ooh, I can't wait to get Nikki.
Nikki. All right, sexyliberal.com for all of that. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to us by Credo Mobile, the OG sexy liberal company. Mm-hmm. I guess we stole their act. I did not know. Right? You know, bad stuff happening all over the place, right? You feel like teeny tiny you.
Teeny tiny.
There's nothing I can do. I'm a teeny tiny speck in a little big, great big world. I don't know if you talk in that annoying voice to yourself, but I do.
Yeah.
But here's how you can make a difference. Credo Mobile is the nation's only progressive phone company. Every month they donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world. Friends of the Earth, Planned Parenthood, Transgender Law Center, you name it. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. The nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly, responsive customer service, and you get so much more. An easy, effective way to make a difference in the world. You're making a great big difference. Losing it. Switching to Credo Mobile, so easy. Bring your current phone. Bring in your current number. Get in. We're going saving.
Yeah.
Let's go to CredoMobile.com. CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25. CredoMobile.com. Type in STEF25 or call 877-346-0516.
She's your human happy pill.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, if you know how much I love wine, you know how excited I am to talk to Damien from my favorite, oh my God, this is my favorite new rosé, Chateau August Grand Rosé. Hi, Damien.
Hi, Stephanie.
I have to tell you, I have never been a rosé girl. This is the best rosé I have ever tasted. I took it to a party, and three of my friends that are real wine connoisseurs said the exact thing. They went crazy. They ordered their own. Talk to us about this wine for summer.
Yes, it's Chateau August. It's a property of more than 60 acres. It's an organic property since a long time now, because it's since 2010, so it's quite long. So we are growing grapes organically, and we are making wine organically.
In Bordeaux, France, correct? This comes...
It's in Bordeaux, France, on the Atlantic coast. It's in the big area in Bordeaux called Entre-deux-Mers, and we are making rosé and red wine.
I've always said I like the pale pink Provence style, but this is directly from Bordeaux?
It's strictly from Bordeaux, and a few years ago, we decided to change the way we made the rosé. And we make a quick tour in Provence to understand how they made rosé wine, and we changed a few things on the techniques, how we made the rosé in Bordeaux, in Chateau August, and we changed a few things in terms of maturity, in terms of pressing, in terms of temperature of fermentation, and this is the result. It's a clear color and more fruity, more fresh. and close to Provence rosé, but it's a Bordeaux rosé.
I cannot recommend this Grand Rosé highly enough. Again, my SiriusXM listeners get over 50% off. Go to vs.wine. 6 bottles for $98 and free delivery with that promo code Stephanie. That is 50% off if you use the promo code Stephanie. vs.wine, the promo code is Stephanie.
Matthew.
Sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Stephanie Miller.
Sexy Liberal Week. Here we go. SexyLiberal.com. Get it. Get those last few tickets to Chicago if you're in Chicago or pay-per-view.
Yep.
Fi Angela's here.
Yay.
The only performers, as I've ever said, I've seen get a standing ovation before, during, and after their set.
That's right.
that is that you have to come see Fred.
Crowd isn't always into official story. I think...
Oh, hi, we're back. Hi, look, Dana Goldberg's here. We just had a power outage. We had a power outage here in L.A.
Oh.
And, okay, wow. How much did we all just age in the last half an hour? What? Okay, I can't.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'll do
yes.
it.
Yes. Hold, please. Hi, Dana, how are you? You can't talk to me yet. Wow, it's a travel day to Chicago, so we're not stressed out already. But, oh, there you are. Hi.
Good morning, everyone.
Yay.
Okay. Wow. So 5 seconds before we were supposed to go to you at the top of the hour, all the power went out in Los Angeles.
That's what happens. I have that much energy going into this DNC week in Chicago next week. So much energy. I broke your show. Just like Donald Trump said, Kamala Harris
You're
has
awesome.
Broken the world. Broken the world. And then they wonder why she won't give interviews to the press, because the cameras keep rolling after Donald Trump says things like she broke the world.
Yeah. I'm so split now on the press, though, Dana, because I'm like, the Harris campaign is just using the clips of him talk. I'm like, all right, I guess it's a PSA for the, you know, mental illness and the Kamala Harris campaign at this point.
You also can't call it a press conference or news conference if you don't take any questions and you just monologue for an hour with lies and hate. It's not a press conference. At that point, you're just doing a Trump's, you know, a stump speech.
I know. It was insane. What were that more than 100% of our jobs are being taken by migrants.
The number, the number's probably much larger. The government hasn't caught up yet, more than 100, because that's a real thing, more than 100% of our jobs.
I don't even know. Oh, and we're all going to get free health care. So stop threatening us with a good time. Yeah.
I know. I'm already voting for them. You don't have to convince me.
All right, we have to take our regular break, and then we will be back with more.
Good, because I'm exhausted from that 45 seconds.
I'm right back on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
The John and Gordy Show.
People don't realize there used to be radio schools.
It was night school. Uh-huh. And my very first day, I walk up the stairs and there in the lobby is my instructor. He's laying on the couch, his arm over his head, and he's going, "Oh my God, I wish I'd gotten into real estate." That was the encouragement I got right away.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8. On Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
In times like these, violence in our schools is a reality. So it's important to know what to do if a dangerous situation arises, and also how to prevent it. Kids, never bring a weapon to school. And if you see a student with one, or even hear someone talking about having a weapon, report it immediately. If something doesn't seem right or look right to you, speak up. If someone you know is showing signs of anger, or if you are feeling out of control, tell someone. If you feel threatened or bullied, tell someone. Violent acts often start out as small disagreements. Tell a parent or teacher if you see an argument taking place. It's better to let someone know about a disagreement before it gets out of hand. Let's put an end to these tragedies. Ask your school to adopt an anti-violence program. Visit ncpc.org to learn more about how to keep your school safe. That's ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Just now, another kid dropped out of school. There's one every 20 seconds, over 200 kids an hour. That adds up to nearly 5,000 kids every school day.
If we do nothing, 3.5 million kids.
That adds up to nearly 5,000 kids every school day.
If we do nothing, 3.5 million kids won't receive a diploma over the next 4 years. But there is someone who can change that. And that someone is you. United Way knows that kids who have a caring adult in their life are more likely to make it. So make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because the path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
What they like about Kamala is that she's being hopeful. She's talking about freedom. She's talking about a way forward. They don't want a former president talking about the past.
Thank you, Nikki Haley. Thank you also for your warning. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Your warning that if they nominated Donald Trump, that we would have a President Kamala Harris. Once again, threatening us with a good time.
Yeah.
Dana has gone. Bye-bye.
What?
Because, hi, everybody. We the power went out here in Los Angeles, and so that's what's been happening. And Chris and Jody and I have all aged 25 years. I can't even keep up the big lie anymore, Jody. Nope. I've aged so much in the last half hour. We are everything is rebooted again, but we are not back on free. Are we back on Free Speech TV?
Know.
Oh, we are. It looks like I am. Okay.
No, don't go by that.
Don't go by what.
Okay, never mind then. All right. We'll have all the gremlins worked out before we get to Chicago on Monday. But that was just electricity thing out here in L.A. We have no idea what happened. I'm gonna throw out some conspiracy theories.
She can see us. So
hi, Dana. Hi.
Hi. I can see and hear you. I don't know if you can see or hear me.
This is the best show we've ever done. Okay, listen. you commented. Can I just say, I wanted to bring this up. I'm so glad we got you back because Elon Musk and J.K. Rowling were both named in a cyber harassment complaint by Algerian boxer Imani Khalif. The suit complains about acts of aggravated cyber harassment after she received a wave of abuse on social media due to misinformation about her gender. And you just said, we're about to get to the find out part. Good for her. I hope she takes every cent. Can I just say, I was thinking yesterday about, both of them, Elon Musk and, J.K. Rowling. They have nothing but money, Dana. They got nothing but hugely successful. Why do you care about trans people? Why are you trying to make someone else's life a living hell?
We know why Elon did, because he has a trans daughter that he has not loved and supported, and she has gone very public about that. So he has overcorrected the wrong way. J.K. Rowling, I don't understand, but she's now known as a known transphobe. And this is the thing that people have to understand, and I don't know if you've covered this in depth. Everyone's like, but if this boxer has XY chromosomes, there's no proof the boxer has XY chromosomes,
right.
Period. What happened was, in the IBA in 2023, she beat a Russian boxer. And the very sketchy Russian president of the IBA supposedly used valid tests to test gender and testosterone. No one ever saw the results. And then a Russian bot started an article about how this was a trans person in boxing or XY chromosomes. Please hear me when I say none of that has ever been proven. So when J.K. Rowling and Elon Musk go on a tirade about this, I am so glad that she has actually started a lawsuit. I hope she takes them for every penny they have.
Yeah, maybe I'm being naive, but it's adult bullies, you know? And I'm like, how are you a multi-millionaire author? Like, what do you care? Why are you spending your time and energy, trying to beat up on people? It's so gross. Anyway, okay. So, by the by, I did not know this. I thought I'd heard rumors of this. You said Jillian Michaels has gone full MAGA, so she can F all the way off with her take on what the LGBTQ community should and should not be doing for full acceptance. I mean,
she did some tweet after the opening ceremony of the Paris Olympics saying if the LGBTQ community wants full acceptance, they need to not offend 3.1 billion Christians across the world. And then she got interviewed by Tommy Lauren. And I was like, no, you don't get to stand on any sort of pretense about what we should and should not do for acceptance when you have turned your back on the community.
Yeah.
Get out of here. I'm done with it.
I feel like as gay people, we need to have something that is as brilliant as Frangela's, dissertation on the biscuit making when there is black people for Trump.
Yeah. We need gay biscuits. We need to make some gay biscuits.
Gay biscuit material.
Yeah.
I've just never gotten it. It's just the party hates you. If you're gay, if you're a person of color, they hate you. Why do you hate yourself that you want to be part of a group that hates you, right?
I have no idea. She's always been very sketchy. I doubt she listens to this, and if anyone listening knows her, she has had really bad stories surrounding her her entire career in professional and personal life.
Dana, you said this a little before the break, and you also threaded about it. You said Donald Trump's at a press conference saying Kamala Harris broke the world and the cameras are still rolling. This is why she won't give them her time, and it's such a smart move. And you said there's no need for her to talk to the press. Well, most of them are doing Trump's bidding for him. It's like asking your ex who cheated on you for dating advice. I feel like that's something you've done. There's no point. She's reaching the American people. That's what matters. That's what I'm saying, is there is this feeling of we just don't care anymore about what the mainstream media says or pundits. Like, the Harris campaign is doing a better job than the mayor. They're doing the press's job.
Yes, absolutely. Whoever's their comms director is, I want to hug them. I want to buy them drinks if they're allowed to, or if they like to, just whatever. But this is the thing. She's reaching the American people, and everyone's like, well, we need to know where she stands. You know what? Do some research. Because everything that press has done for Trump, I would never get an interview to a person that kept a camera on when Trump continues to lie to them over and over and over, pretending that this is normal. I think she's making a fantastic decision. She'll give an interview when she wants to. She'll give a press conference when she wants to. And I guarantee she'll take questions, unlike whatever he did yesterday at Bedminster. I'm sure Ivana Trump actually turned in her coffin.
That was
if she could. She's surrounded by documents. I don't even know if she can move in there.
I didn't fall. Okay. just conspiracy. Okay. Or is it? Dana, yeah. I mentioned specifically, who is it? Chris Cassie Hunt on CNN. This is before the Harris and Biden rally. She does a whole thing about, well, this is going to be very awkward, and I just think this is going to look bad, and she's trying to separate herself from him. And like, first of all, no, she isn't. And secondly, no, it wasn't awkward. It was fantastic. And you can see the mutual love and respect between them, and that's part of what's powering this, is love for Joe Biden and that spontaneous thank you, Joe, that broke
out.
I think people are sick of this mainstream media spin, right?
And so is she, which is why she's not feeding into it. I actually think it's a very smart move.
Yeah. You tweeted a picture of the rally in, was this in Asheville? And you said, I've had comedy shows bigger than this audience. The Trump campaign estimates 10 million people showed up to support him in North Carolina. That's in Asheville. It's a 2,000 seat theater. It's not even full.
Right.
They said 10 million? That's fantastic.
Yeah.
You said Trump keeps saying, I have crowds no one's ever seen before. You said he's actually right, because literally no one's seen them because they don't exist.
I mean, he's telling the truth. I have crowds no one's ever seen before. No one's ever seen numbers this big before. That's true, because no one can actually see them. They're not there. They're not there, sir.
This kind of crazy, that O'Connell's crowds are AI, is just, you can't write this kind of crazy. And then he just keeps doubling down. And I think someone finally asked him about it yesterday, and he's like, well, I don't know. I can't say. I'm not there. Well, right, but lots of people are there with lots of recording devices, so, you know.
This is what I will say. His base is not getting bigger. It's getting smaller. So the people he's reaching with his lies is getting smaller. So, yeah, he can say all these crazy things. The people that have now made a decision who they're voting for, I even think independents and libertarians and all these other people that actually care about democracy, they know who they are voting for. So let Trump talk about the crowd size. Let him talk about AI, because those people who believe this garbage are already voting for him. The only way we're going to change people is to have one-on-one conversations with them. And we've seen it on the Daily Beans. There are stories that have been written in about their family members who have voted Republican for decades. They're finally saying, I'm not voting for this guy, or I'm going to stay home this election. And great.
Yeah. I mean, right. Someone finally said, you said Harris crowd sizes were AI'd and there weren't people there. There's all kinds of video evidence and people who were there who've proven that false. Can you tell us why you made that claim? And he said, well, I can't say what was there, who was there. I can only tell you about ours. We have the biggest crowds ever in the history of politics.
God, I hate him so much.
But I mean, I think we should be glad, I guess, that he's so delusional. He's like, I'm way ahead in the polls. It's like, no, you're not. Okay,
He gave a speech that said, I have crowds larger than Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. And apparently his dream is that he had crowds larger than Martin Luther King. That's his I Have a Dream speech. I have a dream of actually having crowds larger than Martin Luther King.
And you picked out the same thing we did at the top of the show. Just Trump said beyond 100% of new jobs are going to immigrants. In fact, it's a number higher than that. And you said, how embarrassing is this to the Republican Party? Your guy's a moron. I mean, even George Conway said, as mentally ill and crazy as he is, you can't help but be struck by his constant stupidity, too.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, he goes off that little thing in his head that needs to make everything bigger than it is. There may have actually been a factual percentage in front of him, but he can't stop there because he needs to make it bigger than anything's ever been. But then he's starting to talk about numbers that don't exist.
Right.
It's just he cannot stop himself. It's fascinating to watch.
Yeah. And then he threatened us all. Oh, he said Kamala is going to get us all free health care, which we're like, yeah.
Like, I'm already voting for them. They don't need to convince me anymore. Come on, y'all.
At some point, I'm like, are you working for the Harris campaign? Seriously.
I know.
What was the other thing we were saying? Just this stupid name calling, but that he's like, you know, keeps mispronouncing her name on purpose. Clearly to make it sound more boo, boogity, boogity, black, ooh, foreign, yeah. You know, like.
No, he's othering her.
Right. Yeah. And he's like, there's like 9 different ways to say it. He knows exactly how to say it. And the thing is, they're lemmings. So Nancy Mace, this idiot, is on CNN deliberately mispronouncing. You know, what do they say? Kamala. Or like, they just try to.
And or comma blah.
So. And she just said, I'll say Kamala's name any way I want to. I just did it, and I'll do it again. I mean, he has made them as just as immature and mean as he is, right? He said,
well, then Nancy Mace is drinking her coffee and, like, having some coffee after I've owned the libs. I'm like, you being racist is not owning the libs. It just makes you look racist.
Michael Eric Dyson said, you're normalizing that kind of viciousness. You're disrespecting the woman. And she goes, oh, now you're calling me racist. Like, this is their only card they can play, right? And so he said, you're a white woman disrespecting a black woman. I mean, and it's just so immature.
It really is. And after everything, they also pushed her on saying what Trump said at the Black Journalist Convention was out of line, and she couldn't do it because she's a cult. And everyone was like, you're part of a cult. You can't say it unless it gives you permission. And then Nancy Mace goes to what she always goes to when she's talking to men and says, how dare you speak to women that way? She pulls that card every single time.
Yeah. Oh, God, I know. The other thing I was going to say, because we just were talking about the boxer and the Olympics, stuff that just is so mean-spirited. Somebody, I don't know which right-winger, Dana, had said that Jill Biden shouldn't go because, if he's not the candidate, then she doesn't get. She's still the first lady, and he is still the president. And that's just mean to go. She shouldn't be allowed to go to the Olympics. Yeah. He's not the candidate anymore. So she's not. She's first lady of the United States. I mean, it's just a party of.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You just talked about the divine Miss M. I didn't see this one.
Oh, my God, this poem.
Dopey Don, you're such a bore, a wrinkled old attention whore. We know you're, before you say it, crowd-sized rapist, still you bray it, doom and gloom about our nation, crappy merch with your donation. We're sick of Putin's favorite suck-up. Now please sit down and shut the up. I need to hear that to music. Oh, my God.
All gloves are off. Even our lovely Ted Lieu is starting to, you know, send out more punches. He's always been sharp, but you can tell. He's like, all right, let's gloves are off. Let's do this.
Harris and Waltz are showing how you alpha liberal. You know, they're doing it joyfully, with humor, with intelligence, but they're not pulling punches. They're, you know,
and we have said it 100 times even on this show just 6 months ago that Democrats were crappy at messaging, and now we cannot say that anymore because this ticket, this campaign has been one of the most successful of my lifetime, hands down.
Yeah, absolutely. 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. Listen, Bonnie and Clyde, they're giving me the eye. You know, they know you're leaving. They're giving me the shade.
Stank eye.
Give me the stank eye, the side eye, right? But I'm just telling you, I actually filled a little extra in their bowls just to, you know, is a bribe. And then to get out the door, I need a Cod Crispy for a bribe. Because then they don't care. Yeah, they don't care about leaving. It is the best dog food in the world, period, period, period. Dr. Marty, he loves your dog.
Right.
Why are you buying dog food from companies that make, like, candy and stuff? Dr. Marty is a world-renowned veterinarian. He has been using superfoods.
Dogs don't need a nougaty center.
No. They need meat.
Yes.
Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, the first four ingredients. The actual stuff, not meal, not scraps.
Nope.
The real stuff, and antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. And right now, you get 54% off Nature's Blend and a free bag of Cod Krispies. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
I know it's a tad silly, but the crew really likes it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
pictured this? A stranger with a crowbar pries open a window, a fire breaks out in the kitchen, deadly carbon monoxide leaks into your home at 2 a.m. In moments like these, every second counts. That's why you need Simply Safe Home Security. With Simply Safe, 24/7 monitoring agents act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, quickly assessing the situation, sending emergency responders to your door. With exclusive Live Guard technology, agents can even see and speak to intruders in your home, warning them the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or cancellation fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every single day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report for 5 years running. Join countless listeners and me who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. Visit simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Save 20% on a new system today. Simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe. Well, you know, I've taken tons of calls over the years from friends asking where they can meet quality people, what red flags to watch out for, trusting their intuition, etc. But what if you don't have someone you can turn to for dating advice and not into online dating? Here's an idea that's gotten great results for many singles over 33 years. It is called It's Just Lunch. It's not online dating. Instead of spending hours swiping screens and scanning online profiles, It's Just Lunch has real matchmakers, no algorithms. They get to know you and hand select your date. If setups by friends and family haven't worked out, it's time to let the professionals at It's Just Lunch help you navigate the complexities of modern romance, a personalized alternative to apps and online dating. It's confidential and discreet. It's Just Lunch has arranged more than 2 million first dates. Your last first date could be just one step away. See why It's Just Lunch has gotten so many great results. Go to itsjustlunch.com. That's itsjustlunch.com. One more time, go to itsjustlunch.com.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is asking a federal judge not to impose any changes at Wisconsin's youth prisons. Evers tells federal judge James Peterson the conditions at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake are slowly getting better. Republican state lawmakers are pushing Peterson to give staff more leeway to discipline inmates after a counselor was killed in June. Black business owners in Milwaukee have a digital resource to set up and grow their ventures. It's called MKE Boss. Pam Bell is a business lender. She admits financial services can be hard for new entrepreneurs to navigate.
How do I scale this? Breaking down how much it costs to, you know, create a product and how much do I need to put back into my business so that it's profitable and all of that.
August is National Black Business Month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Expect added patrols from law enforcement today. Wisconsin State Troopers are monitoring traffic laws from the air. They're focusing on the Beltline. When a team in the air spots someone breaking the law, excessively speeding, that sort of thing, they radio down to troopers on the ground who can pull them over. Meanwhile, in Janesville, police are starting their extra drunk driving patrols today. It's the annual Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign, and it runs through Labor Day weekend. And a bizarre extortion plot set against the backdrop of Culver's. Authorities say there was big drama at a Muskego location. One employee was having an affair with another. But then when two other staffers found out about it, according to the criminal complaint, they started extorting their coworker having the affair, threatening to post flyers all over town. That coworker allegedly paid their blackmailers over $5,000. Having an affair? Not illegal, but blackmail is. Now the two employees accused of extortion are facing criminal charges. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
More scattered showers and storms are expected to fire up and swing by this afternoon and evening. Some of those could be strong to severe, bringing high winds, hail, and some heavy downpours. Otherwise, today, more clouds than sunshine, with high temperatures soaring to the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
All next week, we'll have special coverage of the DNC in Chicago with Catherine Lake. And joining us Monday morning, it's former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
Did you see the J.D. Vance campaign photo accidentally as a newspaper with the headline, inflation hits lowest level since 2021?
And they're like, on the plane.
Right, right.
Just a reminder to J.D. Vance, though, Air Force Two isn't his plane. It's not her plane. It's our plane. So no matter what happened this election, that plane will never belong to J.D. Vance.
Nice, thank you. By the way, J.D. Vance accused Amazon of funding Black Lives Matter so rioters would burn down brick-and-mortar competitors. He said that back in 2021. One person said, did they vet this dude at all?
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't. They took Peter Thiel's word for it.
Right?
And Don Jr. isn't thinking.
Yes.
Yeah. Cokie and Gummy.
Yeah, Don Jr. is the one who wanted J.D. Vance.
Yeah. Oh, God, when you've lost Megyn Kelly.
Uh-oh.
Megyn Kelly slams Trump over obsession with crowd-sized conspiracy theories.
No.
She said, look, it's across the board. He's fallen in left-leaning polls. He's fallen in right-leaning polls. This is reality, and the Trump team needs to deal with reality if he wants to win. No, don't listen to her.
Was that before or after she posted the picture of him with his arm around her in a new photo? I was just curious. She's so disgusting. She just goes where the wind blows.
Could you take your organ out for me?
Right away, Ms. Miller.
Have you noticed that the people that support Donald Trump are also awful? Laura Loomer, noted racist lunatic, fill in the blank. She's decidedly unhappy with the group of evangelical Christians who are now backing Kamala Harris. Evangelicals for Harris, have you heard of this?
Uh-huh.
They tweeted, Ms. Laura Loomer, we will be praying for you as we pray for everyone. We see you overcome with hurt and resentment. There is a path out of the darkness, and it's never too late to walk with us. When Kamala Harris is justly elected president, don't forget that God loves you. And Laura Loomer said, I don't want your fake prayers. Your prayers have no value because they're the prayers of charlatans and self-serving and void of sincerity. Save them for your black supremacist friends who call on white people to divest from whiteness. What?
Wow, I think her botulism in her face has gone bad.
Yeah.
Wow, okay, you can put your organ away.
Thank you. Wow.
Yeah, I don't even... Andrew Tate and Candace Owens?
Uh-huh.
These two.
Oh, boy.
They have pushed the theory that Trump made a deal with the deep state. They said Trump has made some kind of deal with the deep state to ensure he won't go to jail in return for bending the knee on certain policies. It said he doesn't feel to me like the same Trump from 2015. No, because he's declined quite. He said, Candace Owens said, it feels like they've kind of, I don't want to say buck broken him.
What?
Oh, wow.
That seems to break slaves. She's a black woman that's comparing them breaking slaves to Donald.
Oh, boy.
I don't, Dana, where does this campaign go from here? I'm like, I don't, are we
down?
Is he going to start yelling the N-word at the debate? I don't.
Yes.
Like,
I do think it's going to slip. I 100% think it's, or he's going to call her the B-word on live television. 100%.
Right. Yeah, because they have not alienated. Do you think, is anyone with a vagina going to vote for Donald Trump this time? Do you think? Do you know one of the biggest Google things is women saying, can my husband find out how I voted?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
and I think the answer is Caitlyn Jenner, but I think that's the only woman with a vagina that's going to vote for him.
That's funny. Hey, I'm going to see you in Chicago.
Yes.
DG
you
Com-
are.
DG Comedy, by the way, you can follow her everywhere. You will be there with your co-host, our beloved AG from Mueller, She Wrote. We will see you all in Chicago for the big show, for the big
That's
DNC.
That's right.
Yay.
Thanks for the quickie today. I'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Thank you for the quickie. You're pretty. All right. See you from Chicago. SexyLiberal.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, actor Sean Astin of Rudy and Lord of the Rings fame will join us. He's stomping for Harris all Saturday across the state. He'll tell us why.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
As fall approaches, you have a lot to prepare for. Back to school, sporting events, family gatherings, and staying on top of your health. The virus that causes COVID-19 continues to evolve. So this fall, no matter what you're prepping for, you can prioritize your family's health and make a game plan for COVID-19 vaccination. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.